Welcome to the FishExplorer.com's Fly Fishing Podcast. This is a show where we talk about everything from how to fish, where to fish, what to fish for, and whatever else we want to talk about. We will talk to the legends of fishing, guides, fishermen, and anybody else who wants to talk fishing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Good morning, evening, afternoon, everybody. This is Tim Fishman Emery. You are on the Fly Fishing or Fishing Podcast here on FishExplorer.com. If you're just finding us on the web, we are at FishExplorer.com. That's www.FishExplorer.com. Pretty simple, pretty easy, and I have a very special guest today. He's not one of the more well-known fishermen out there. He thinks he is, but unfortunately he is not. But he is the ex-president of Denver Trout Unlimited, actually helped bring Denver Trout Unlimited to the forefront of the national scene, revitalized the chapter into kind of a young, upcoming, and definitely an eclectic group of guys from Denver Trout Unlimited. My guest today is Mr. Albert Bivens. How are you, Albert?
Oh, I'm doing well. I think you've overstated my credentials highly.
That's all right. So, Albert, I know everybody out there is going to, the first question is going to be, where the heck is this guy from?
Well, I'm from Jackson, Mississippi originally, and being from there is a lot like, kind of like a rubber band. If you don't snap it, it'll bring you back. But I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, right out of school, and got the idea that fly fishing for trout is a big deal on the Caney Fork River about an hour east of Nashville. When I was a kid, we used to go to Arkansas and you know, keep what the law allowed. But I certainly, that was 20 years ago. So things have changed a lot. And I moved out here to scare the trout and the elk and hopefully ski a little bit. Got involved with TU right away.
So you got involved when you moved out here. You joined TU. Why did you join TU? Was it to find other guys who were fishing?
Yeah. So when I moved out here, I thought, wow, Denver, this, you know, being a nobody and moving out here, I'm going to make a bunch of great fishing pals. And I went to the first meeting at REI, and there were 10 people there, and 4 of them were on the board, and I thought, man, this could be something we could pump some life into. So I spent the first year as a treasurer on the board, and then had a couple of great guys come along, Marty Knapp and Jason Randall, and they were very helpful. And then some of the other still very active board members, Todd Fair and Fred Miller, came along, and of course Tim, and then we got some guys that are involved on the legislature and dialed into what goes on there and help us can interpret that. So now I'd say we went from having a few hundred bucks in the bank to close to 20,000, and have regular meeting attendance of up from 10 to averaging about 60. And have really created some great relationships with some of our partners like the Greenway Foundation and other entities that are concerned about the quality of fish habitat and water quality and recreation on the South Platte here in Denver.
And now you started again because it was you wanted to find people, so you went to a Trout Unlimited meeting, which is a great way to do it. Now Trout Unlimited is really a conservation group, and we just happen to all be fishermen, so I think that's a fantastic part of it. But you've been part, and the reason we're talking to you today is because the South Platte Pro-Am Carp Slam is coming up here. And for those of you guys out there in Fish Explorer land who don't know or haven't figured this out yet, I am the organizer of the South Platte Pro-Am Carp Slam. And I have been doing this since the day one, the inception. And as a matter of fact, I can still remember the day, and Albert, I think you were at this meeting, that we were sitting around my office and somebody said we should have a carp tournament. Were you there that day?
Oh, yeah, I remember that pretty vividly.
I want to say it was Dr. Fred Miller did it.
Yeah, right? And I think the takeoff was off of the carp tournament they have on Yellowtail Reservoir in Montana. Mm-hmm. I guess it's even Wyoming. And we kicked this around for about a year before.
At least.
yeah.
At least a year after we laughed ourselves out of the room the first time we talked about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't even pass the giggle test.
But we developed this, and the behind the scenes of the carp slam was that we knew the South Platte in the middle of Denver had some good fishing. We had briefly talked to Barry Reynolds about it, and Barry Reynolds has wrote the book on carp on the fly, and he was doing some filming in there of the carp fishing. We said, well, it looks pretty good. What can we do to fix this river? And lo and behold, we wanted to get the word out about the river. So,
yeah, well,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, it seems like there was a group of people that have been long into this warm water urban fishery movement before it seemed to have gained popularity, and I'll never forget the first time that we caught a trout out of the river. Mm-hmm. We'd heard about him, but myself and Dr. Fred were down there one day, and that's when I got the picture of him with Mile High Stadium in the background and with the trout. And there was smallmouth, and I'd even call walleye in years past, or you know, maybe they're sauger or something similar. But you know, I thought, where did these get in here, and how do we get more of them around?
Yeah, and that was really when we started doing that, we started figuring out how are we going to raise awareness to this river. And that's where we came up with the carp slam, and we were sitting there, we were thinking, how do we make it appealing that somebody, an average fisherman, would want to come and fish the South Platte? What would be the incentive? And, you know, that's where the pro side came, was, you know, why not team up somebody with a pro so that they could come down, learn how to fish, and learn how to fish it with a teammate, and really gain a knowledge, and then maybe they would become stewards of the river as well. And that's how we got started, and you had a lot to do with that.
Well, yeah, what you brought up was a good point, is that we were trying to bring people that we thought were interested, that we didn't think that they had a big knowledge of the Platte or even what was in it, and even less a knowledge of carp, because you know, people get confused on the idea about, well, the competition and that kind of thing. You know, it's first and foremost a fundraiser, but the biggest goal was to get people that we knew were avid fishermen that didn't really have much of an outlet for, you know, they live by the Platte, but they didn't, you know, just never thought about it, and just get them involved doing that.
Yeah, and that first year, I'll tell you what, was a chore for us, trying to find both amateurs and pros. The pros I knew from my fly fishing days up in the mountains were the guys that I went after to say, hey, I know there's no real pro carp fishermen, but I need pros that can help these people, that can show these people what's going on, and give them a reason that they would want to spend $200-$250 to fish in the river in the middle of Denver. And that was really where these pros came from. And that first year, I had to scrap and scrounge to get whoever I could that I knew how to fish.
Well, the conditions on the Platte can change enormously on a day-to-day basis, because you know, there could be a huge water call downstream, we could get a thunderstorm, and the idea behind having pros involved, I think, is most important that it be addressed, that these are guys that knew they're fishy guys that know how to deal with changes in the water quality and or the water conditions, and have fly, you know, they tie flies, and they have flies that you would, you know, I peeked into one of them's fly box with permission, of course, but you know, they have flies that are much more impressionistic than they are realistic, and that really is what it takes to fish for carp. But that was the big, you know, I think the big thing with involving people that are in the fly fishing industry as fly fishing guides, and even those that know an enormous amount about fly fishing and for carp, is that, you know, they can handle these changes in the water conditions. They can change, it can really occur very rapidly.
Right, right. And that was kind of how we got started. Now we go from 3 years ago to today, where we're getting ready to, do our third annual, and we're sold out. We've got 15 amateurs and 15 pros. We've been sold out for a week, which is fantastic. We have sponsors coming in from World Fishing Network is going to come film it and put it on their stuff. They're trying to get on to Comcast here in Colorado, and they want everybody to really tell Comcast we need a fishing station here in the mountain region. So they're coming on board. Trout's Fly Shop donated $1,000 for first place, which is huge. You know, Tucker over there is a great friend of our chapter and a board member, and has helped out and got this going. Ross Reels has donated a fly rod. Umqua is going to donate flies and fly boxes. Barry Reynolds has been instrumental in getting Rio is going to donate a fly line, a carp fly line, to every participant, pro, amateur, and to all the volunteers, which is huge. That's, you know, 45 fly lines at $65 a piece, which is fantastic. Colorado Fly Fisherman is involved. Jifa Glyman is getting us going. Frank Smethers has just donated a bunch of stuff from Echo Fly Rods, Dan Bailey's, Regal, Airflow. Matt Snyder here at Fish Explorer is involved. And I know there are more people that I'm forgetting. Oh, Albert, you know what I forgot to tell everybody?
What's that?
What's the key to the big key? New Belgian Brewery is donating free beer for the event.
Yeah, so, well, you know, the thing that I think is most awesome about our sponsors is that the fly fishing industry is lending a hand big time. But I'd like to also give a tip of the hat to general fishing sponsors for the event, because Colorado has a funny thing going where sometimes it's hard to be able to get all of the specific outdoor interests together in one room and get them to agree. And I think that it's an important comment to make that this is everyone's river. Everyone, whether you're dunking bait or fly fishing, is going to benefit from what we're trying to do. And that symbiotic relationship has been coexisting in Colorado on the rivers that are full of trout for years and years. And I think the bottom line is simple, is without awareness and use of the resource by whoever's using it, then if that's not happening, then it's ultimately going to be adversely affected.
And you're totally right. And Fish Explorer is pretty much, you know, where we're at on the web right now is really one of the leaders of that, because we have both fly fishermen and conventional anglers. And we're all sharing tips, sharing information. The fly anglers are coming out of their shells and letting know the bass guys how they do it, how they fish things, and how to learn about fly fishing. And the fly fishermen are figuring out that, you know, there are times when throwing a spinning rod is perfectly fine, and we can go out and catch bass and wiper and so forth like that, and it's a hoot. And having the skills to fish both is fantastic. And, you know, the carp slam and the South Platte is going to be just like that. And the river itself, when it's done, is going to be a place where we can all fish close to home and not have to drive.
Yeah, well, you'd be hard-pressed to find any fly angler that didn't really cut his teeth fishing using spinning gear or some other similar tackle. So I think that's an important thing to note.
Yep. So the Carp Slam is the party is going to be held at Fuel Cafe, and Fuel Cafe is on Ringsby Court, 3455 Ringsby Court. You can go to the website. The links will be on here as well. The fishing is going to get going. We have a captain's meeting on Friday night where we have a drawing for the beats and for the pro selection, because you don't get to pick who you're fishing with. So we just have a drawing, and then we have beats. The next morning we'll all meet at 7 o'clock and get your controller assigned. So somebody will go with you to measure your fish. And then you fish from 8:30 to 11:30. Then after that, you come back to Fuel. We have a lunch for you, lunch and drinks. And if you want to bring guests, or if you want to come find out what was going on, we have a lunch. It's $20 for a buffet, and, you know, it's a little steep, we know, but all the extra money goes to you and goes to the South Platte. And then, the guys are going to go out and fish from 1:30 or so till 4:30 and see what they can do. Come back after that. And then that's when the party gets started. We'll have a silent auction with a bunch of items we'll have. We're working on hopefully having a band right now that will be there. And that's where the free beer is. And it's all at Fuel Cafe. So Saturday, August 22nd is going to be a lot of fun. Now,
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Now, Albert, we've both been involved in some meetings and stuff like this. What do you know about the future of the Platte and what process we're at? Because Todd Fair has done a lot of this, but maybe you know some of the stuff that is going to be changing here in the near future.
Well, you know, things are actually developing quite a bit faster than we had anticipated, because when Todd and I first started getting involved with South Suburban Parks and Rec about 3 years ago, and to say that we were merely bystanders would be a huge overstatement. I mean, we figured out several things early on, is that there are a number of state-run and even federal agencies that their funding and their operations is tied to moving as much water through the Platte drainage out of Chatfield as possible.
Right.
And that creates issues for habitat and things like that. So we originally, once we first dipped a toe in, we thought, man, this is really going to take a while. And I mean, we were thinking 10 years before we would even notice any kind of market change in anything. But we got involved with other similar agencies that have these concerns, mainly the Greenway Foundation that's headed up by Jeff Shoemaker, which is they've been at this long before we have, but their main interest is the Greenway and the aesthetics of the river. So, you know, we all have the end goal in mind and are working towards the same thing, just different angles, which is huge. Now, going forward, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And what's surprising to me is that this information is not widely disseminated.
No.
And you know, I think that these entities that are in charge of how these things work are now being pressured to accept public input on that. And there's a number of hearings. The most recent one was at Mile High Station where the Colorado Water Conservation Board is listening to, you know, what people think about fish habitat and water quality and all of those related things. But there's currently a hearing going on that, most recently there was one about water quality and we were in attendance there. And what the biggest thing that I think that they're planning to do is remove a lot of these big drop structures through town. Mm-hmm. And how they do that and what it looks like afterwards is what they're receiving public comment on. And I think as long as we can get them, we can encourage them to do this work in a manner that highly oxygenates the water and creates holding habitat and all of those types of things, it would be a win.
Right.
But,
well, I was at a meeting last Monday, I believe, at Mile High Station with the Greenway Foundation, and they laid out their plans. They, you know, and there's another meeting like this looking for public input, and I believe it's September 9th. I'll have it on the website exactly when, but it's a chance for the public to come down and tell them what they can do and what they should do. The Greenways Foundation is really poised to do this plan on River South all the way to the Denver border, and they want it done and up and ready to go by 2011, which is only 2 years away. And they're looking for all the public input they can get They want to know what the fishing structures are. They want to know, you know, can they put braids in the river to help the habitat? How do they oxygenate the water more when it only drops, you know, 50 feet in a 2 mile radius? Can you do anything? They're looking for what they need to leave, what they need to do, what they need to do to help clean up. So, the Greenway Foundation, has been really good, and they want us to be a part of it. They brought us in and said, we want to know what the fishermen want to use it. You know, where can you put accessibility for handicapped fishermen? You know, that's huge to them, because I agree, they need recreation activities for that, and we don't have to go anywhere. So the South Platte Pro-Am Carp Slam is a great way to get involved and to find out more about this. And Albert, you've been instrumental in getting this done, which has been fantastic.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, if anybody knows or gets the chance to meet Todd Fair, they need to, he'll be glad to bend your ear about this as well, because he's the biggest expert I know on these types of things. His background lends itself very well to navigating how to influence these people. And you know, one of the most difficult things about it is, you know, the default is the torches and pitchforks approach.
Uh-huh.
and trying to harangue these entities into doing things. But really early on, it was a lot of it was politicking and jockeying for a seat at the table, and we've done that, and we get notified whenever any of this stuff is going on. So that's a huge gain in itself, not to mention being able to voice your input. And you know, this is a deal where money plays. I mean, you know, your requests are only as good as your bankroll you're gonna include. So, it's taken quite a while to really figure out how to do this and who the players are and navigate the alphabet soup of these agencies, but we're there, we're doing it, we're making it happen.
Right. So we're running out of time, Albert. So right now we're looking for people to help us out, get all the information they can, get part of the Carp Slam, come meet us, come to Fuel Cafe. I'd like to say I'm going to buy you a beer, but since it's free, I don't have to buy you a beer until it all runs out. But if you really want to get involved and find out more about this, this is a great way to do it. You know, we're just a bunch of fishermen trying to make this river better. So, you know, that is really the key. So, you know, Albert, I appreciate your time, and you've worked your tail off for the last 5-6 years in doing this. I've been trying to work my tail off for it, and there are a lot of people with involvement in this, and it's been a great thing. So a lot of good stuff in the future.
You know what, I've got a little boy, and you know, we started this before I was fortunate enough to be blessed with children. But having a child now and envisioning, you know, knocking off of work at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and going to pick up the boy and give mom a break and take him down to the Platte and fish for a little while and be home for dinner and enjoy catching a few trout, maybe a carp, maybe a smallmouth bass, maybe some sunfish.
Right.
But that idea to me is so huge. And in a city like Denver that is so progressive, so environmentally conscious, it in a way it blows my mind how the river got to this condition. But I think that we've got the momentum and the experts and the motivated enough people to really make an impact.
I think you're right. And Albert, you nailed it on the head, because I've got my son's a little bit younger than yours, but that's my dream too, just to go pick him up, you know, when he's 5 or 6 after a day of school and go fishing for a couple hours before we have to get home for dinner and make our wives happy, you know.
Don't get me wrong, I love Salida, but I can't make it there and back without getting fussed at.
No, exactly. So, exactly. Well, Albert, thanks for your time. We're going to be speaking to you more probably on the radio and some other places, but we're gearing up for the Carp Slam. So everybody out there, check out carpslam.org for more information. You'll see information here on Fish Explorer. And, you know, if you want to get involved, we're still looking for volunteers. There is a wait list to get on there if you want to fish it. And then we're also looking for people to help to change it for next year and try and add more people to this event. So, Albert, I appreciate your time.
Oh yeah, no worries. Just give me a call whenever I can let me know whenever I can expound on this some more. I'd be glad to.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy. We will talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care, Tim.
So there you got it. The South Platte Pro-Am Carp Slam right from the horse's mouth. Albert may not necessarily be the horse, but he was sure one of the beginners, the leaders of this whole movement behind it. And the South Platte Pro-Am Carp Slam is truly a volunteer, a pure fundraising effort to bring the money and the influence into the South Platte to realize that we have an amazing fishery here in the middle of Denver, which is a huge thing. You know, and the people who are getting involved this year from the World Fishing Network, which is a great channel that needs the Comcast help because they are really doing a lot of stuff for fishermen all around the board, is great. WFN, you'll see the taglines all over Fish Explorer right now because they are very big supporter of ours. Trout's Fly Shop, located at 6th and Marion and Tucker Ladd, has really taken us under their wing and really helped us grow. The other people, Umpqua, Rio, Ross, New Belgian Brewery for donating free beer, which is fantastic. Fuel Cafe, although we're going to go there and take care of them and spend a lot of money, they have given us a great discounted price, so we need to take care of them. ColoradoFlyFisherman.com has been great. Orvis of Cherry Creek is going to donate. And all kinds of different people. Dan Bailey's, Regal, Loon, and more. Barry Reynolds has been instrumental in helping us out. All of the people that are getting involved, carpslam.org is the place to go. Michael Gracie of michaelgracie.com, which is a blog that you guys need to get reading because he has some funny stuff about fly fishing and all over the place. James Snyder from Primal Fly, which is a great new entertainment type of website that is out there. And talk about guys who are carp fishing a lot. James Snyder, the guys at Primal Fly, are definitely huge factors in this. So we hope you enjoyed this edition of the Fly Fishing or Fishing Podcast. Fishing is, this time of year, always kind of in that transition period. August is always kind of some doldrums. The fish are happy, they're fat, they're ready to go, but we know that fall is right around the corner, so they're going to start eating again. So make sure you get out there, go fishing, and take care of them. If you ever have any questions or comments about the podcast here on fishexplorer.com, please email me at tim@fishexplorer.com. If you have any people that you think would be interesting to interview for the podcast, let me know. And if you see any of the advertisers on Fish Explorer, make sure you go call them and tell them that you heard about them on Fish Explorer, because they are the ones that are making this thing go, and Matt Snyder is working his tail off, and we're looking for advertisers, and we need all the help. So enjoy. We'll see you out there. Carp Slam, August 22nd, all day long. Fuel Cafe is the headquarters, so we'll see you there. Until next time, make sure you get out there and go fishing.